The three men on stage represented the 21 states that had taken part in Thursday's London conference on the fight against ISIL. Speaking on behalf of countries including France, Canada, Jordan, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the message was a coordinated one.
Today's meeting confirmed the determination of our broad and united coalition to defeat not only ISIL, but also the ideology that underlies it, and not just in Iraq and Syria, but wherever it rears its head.
Daesh is a global problem, and it demands a coordinated, comprehensive, and enduring global response.
Progress in the fight against ISIL has been slower than first anticipated, and whilst critics agree that a global, joined-up approach is necessary in defeating this terrorist entity, there's little doubting that it's key voices from the Middle East that should be leading the charge. Conspicuous by their absence were representatives from Syria, Iran, and Kurdish Peshmerga voices. Though John Kerry, Haider al-Abadi, and Philip Hammond said the momentum of ISIL in the region had been halted and in some cases reversed, critics still highlighted the fact that the international operations on key targets began in August of last year.
This is an operation which is kind of holding on through air power, and to be perfectly honest, because the Kurds are doing the serious fighting against the Islamic State. But as far as the major powers are concerned, it's a catastrophic failure produced by the last catastrophic failure, which they produced by invading and occupying Iraq.
Both Kerry and Hammond have stressed the commitment of further resources in the fight against ISIL. Observers will have to wait and see what impact this actually has without a more coordinated strategy. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.